Here we go. Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. EMOM 16 minutes. EMOM stands for every minute on the minute, in case you're unfamiliar with that. Basically, what it means is you run a clock, and each minute has some work or some rest assigned to it, and you just do whatever is assigned in that minute. That's basically it. So if you look at the EMOM today, it's kind of a sneaky little deal to put four short and sharp workouts into one training session with built-in rest, like a one-to-one work-to-rest ratio, because the workouts will take you 2 minutes, and then you rest 2 minutes, and you do it a few times. So in minute one, deadlift, 225 for men, 155 for women. You just get as many reps as you safely can in 1 minute. Then, as soon as minute number two hits, you drop that bar and you just drop the gas pedal if you're looking to be make today one of your high-intensity days, and you get as many bar-facing burpees as you can in minute number two. Minute three, you rest. Minute four, you rest. On minute five, push jerk, many reps as you can. 135 for men, 95 pounds for women. Drop that barbell. In minute six, as many calories as you can pull in the rower. Minute seven, you rest. Minute eight, you rest. And then it all starts again for one more time through. So if you only have one barbell, then during minutes three and four, which are rest minutes, you would be changing the weight from the deadlift weight to the push jerk weight, so on and so forth. So it's basically a 2 minute workout, rest, 2 minute workout, rest, and you do it two more times. Should be a lot of fun. We've got videos showing all the movements. Super Fitness Robot score for this would be the lowest score for any single minute of work being 17 reps. That's the lowest number you ever got in a minute. More likely is the lowest score in any single minute being 10. And that would most likely take place for the 17, for the Super Fitness Robot. You're going to be hustling on the bar-facing burpees, and you're going to be hustling on the push jerks. And same with the more likely. I mean, the bar-facing burpees and the push jerks are probably going to be some of the lower numbers there. Wild card option, it's exactly the same as the workout of the day, but we lower the loadings. 185, 135 on the deadlift, men and women, and for the push jerk, 115 for men, 75 for women. Scaled option, we've got the deadlift at 135 pounds for men, 95 pounds for women, with just regular burpees, and then push press instead of push jerk, 95 pounds for men, 65 for women, and then still calories on the rower. Of course, we've got a video showing the push press. Limited equipment crew, no barbell, no rower. So they've got, on minute number one, dumbbell power cleans, many reps as they can. Pair of 50 pounders for the men, pair of 35s for women. Minute two, dumbbell facing burpees. Minute three, rest. Minute four, rest. Then on minute five, dumbbell push jerk. Whew, you're never shortchanged with that, with the 50s or the 35s. And then in minute six, since they don't have a rower, they're basically doing 1 minute of just shuttle sprints, as many as they can get. Mark off 10 meters with a couple cones or whatever it is, and just go down and back, down and back, down and back, down and back, as many times as you can in 1 minute. Personally, what I do, when I cross one of those lines, I make sure both feet cross the line, and then I bend down and I touch the ground behind the line with one hand each time. That's how I kind of hold myself to a standard. That's certainly not how you need to do it, but just make sure you're consistent with whatever way you choose to do it. We've got videos showing those movements, and their highest and lowest scores for Super Fitness Robot and more likely are the same as the prescribed. No equipment workout. EMOM 16 minute. Minute one, glute bridges. Minute two, burpees. Minute three and four, rest. Minute five, push-ups. Minute six, 10-meter shuttle sprints. Minute seven, eight, also rest. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First is an either or. Either strict shoulder press, three sets of 8 to 12 reps, or wall walks. 10 to 20 reps, not for time, slow and controlled. Videos of both those movements are provided. Then the other part of the optional accessory work is also an either or. For the midline, either the L-sit accumulating 1 to 2 minutes, or a sandbag or a D-ball bear hug in the front static hold for 3 to 5 minutes. You choose the load. And we see some really creative photos of that every now and then on Instagram or in the private Facebook group of members bear hugging their toddlers, bear hugging bags of grass seed or dog food. So there's some really cool stuff that happens. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we've got the glute stretch and the pec stretch laying on the side. For most of us, tomorrow is a rest day. I encourage you to take it, and I will see you back here on Friday.